When he was only in his 20s, and yet he's already, we can call him an old athlete.
那另外一位受瞩目的运动员是台湾的桌球选手，叫陈静。
And there's another one from Taiwan. He's a football player.
桌球乒乓球。
I'm sorry, ping pong. Okay, ping pong table.
他其实从大陆挖角过来的。
And actually, he was recruited from the mainland.
那他是三届奥运金牌、银牌、铜牌的得主。
So he has gotten a gold, silver, and a copper, bronze.
陈静的年纪稍大哈，就是雪梨奥运他已经三十岁了。
At that point, he was already 30 years of age.
我们今天读的经文哈，我们从哥林多前书一直读到提摩太后书。
This morning we have read from 1 Corinthians to Philippians and then 2 Timothy.
那这三卷书写作年代大概是十二年。
And it spans around 42 years. Okay.
那也就是说，每四年就有一次奥运嘛。那也就是说，保罗大概参加过三届的奥运。
It seems that maybe Paul has also gone through three Olympic games.
刚才我们读的经文，我们猜哈，保罗大概参加的项目是田径赛。
So we are stipulating that maybe Paul has also gone through three Olympics.
保罗可以称得上是老兵不死。
In a way, we can also say that he's an old warrior and still fighting.
一个得奖的运动员一定是接受常年严格的训练。
For someone who competes in the game, he has received strict and long training.
大陆跳水选手福明霞十岁就离开父母。
The swimmer from mainland, he left his home family at age 10 and started training.
他接受国家密集的训练。
And he underwent very strict training in the national team.
就是用国家的体制来进行的训练。
And it's a training that's conducted by the country.
经过层层选拔的系统跟程序来发现并且训练精英。
So through different hurdles, she was trained.
那再加上这几年商业的投资、民间团体的奖励，都有效地刺激体育的普及发展。
So aside from the investment of the country, but there are also other interested parties such as business organizations. So it encourages people to be trained as athletes.
那俄罗斯的体操选手名字很长哈 ，Zamolosikova， 她比赛以前是各方看好的金牌选手。
There was a gymnast from Russia, and people have great thought that he will be a great athlete.
他的表演非常的杰出。
And he has a good exhibition.
那动作纯熟，几近完美。
And it's almost perfect.
可是最后那个最难的动作就是连续翻身跳，然后要跳到地板上。
But at the end, because he has to do several tumbles.
可是因为落地的时候脚没有站稳，差一点跌到地上。
And so the last moment, she almost slipped.
她镇定地站起来，鞠躬谢幕。
And yet she stood and cordially closed that show.
但是还没有走到台下，就已经禁不住哭出来了。
And yet, you know, before exiting.She was already crying.
尽管比赛以前千百次的练习
，In spite of all the training that she has gone through,
一旦上场，人人有信心，可是个个没有把握。
And even though she went there with determination, and yet no one can really, you know, say that at the end you're going to get the prize or not.
一个奥运选手
，For an Olympic athlete,
究竟要训练到什么样的程度呢？
Up to what degree should they be trained?
我就觉得好像开飞机一样，不容许任何的失误。
And it seems that you know there, everything has just to be perfect.
那究竟要投入多少的时间、体力跟心血呢？
So how much time and effort have been invested?
身经百战的老选手保罗，只是我们这些后代的新人哈，几个参赛的须知。
So we can take Paul as our model. He has been trained, and he is, in a way, a very seasoned athlete.
也是送给菲律宾圣经学院的同学们哈，四个参赛须知。
So, we'd like to share with you four basic principles that we need to know if we want to also be a good athlete in the spiritual realm.
好，第一个是接受严格的训练。
First, we must go through very strict training.
保罗说，凡教力争胜的，诸事都有节制。
So Paul said, for everyone in training, he must have self-control.
保罗又说，恐怕我传福音给别人啊，自己反被弃绝了。
And Paul was also very careful because he said, I've been preaching to others, I must take care, and otherwise I could also be disqualified.
有一种中文的翻译，这么翻译哈，叫免得我给别人报好消息。自己反而落选了。
And in one Chinese translation, I've been sharing the good news, and yet at the end, I'm disqualified or did not get the prize.
一个杰出的运动选手，比赛以前一定是经过无数次的演练。
So for an outstanding athlete, he must have gone through a lot of training.
不断的缔造新的成绩。
And his accomplishment must keep improving.
百分之一秒、几毫米的进步都代表全人类的进步。
So even just a minute of advance, that will also be the advance for the whole humanity.
奥运的最高境界莫过于是向人类的体能极限挑战。
So actually, the spirit of the Olympic is really challenging the ability of the physical features of humanity.
比赛前接受最严格的训练。
So before the games, they have undergone very strict training.
进场要做最好的演出。
And when they are in the competition, they must show their best.
一代的拳王哈，打拳的叫 Joy Louis， 他的教练很有名的教练就教导他。
And we know this very famous boxer. He has a very good trainer.
教练说，你每一次上场都要尽力的打。
Every time you're in the ring, you have to do your best.
每一次的比赛都把它当作是人生唯一的一次。
And you must always consider every competition as your one and only chance in this life.
把最好的表现出来。
And you must perform your best.
就像保罗说的，要专注，要心无旁骛，像当兵的。
And it's just like what Paul is saying, just like a soldier. You must be single-minded.
轮到你上场的时候，即使有很重要的私人事务要去处理，也得站搁一旁。
So when it's time for the game, even though you have very important personal matters, all of this must be put aside.
大陆的体操选手刘璇哈，璇是旋风的璇。旁边有一个王字旁啊，刘璇的表演就是向自己体能极限做最好的挑战。
And we can take the example of the gymnast from mainland, Liu
Xuan.
璇。
从小他的肌肉就训练得十分柔软。
So even since she was small, she has trained herself and her body was so soft.
他在表演某一些动作的时候，力道十足，既柔又刚。可软可硬。
So in her performance, you would see that even though she's very soft, and yet it's very steady.
刘璇在接受新闻记者访问的时候，新闻记者说：“你怎么表演得这么 perfect？”
So when she was interviewed, how come you have such a perfect performance?
刘璇说：“我越放轻松，我就表演得越好。”
The more I'm relaxed, then I perform even much better.
但是我们都知道，运动员上场比赛一定是非常紧张。
Of course, we know for an athlete when they are in the competition, you know, there's a lot of pressure there.
如果不是平常的苦练哈，恐怕上场的时候那个手脚全部听使唤。
So if it's not because of the training that they have undergone, most likely they cannot perform well.
跳水名将胡明霞说。我表演的时候完全不带着情绪。
So for the what do you call this, the swimmer, okay, the long jump, what do you call it, the long jump,
yeah.
Okay. When she was in the competition, she said, "I'll put all my emotions aside."
就不可以耍个性，不可以闹情绪，不可以发脾气。
Okay, so I must be patient. I cannot get angry.
也不可以哭丧着脸。
And you know, I must not worry about things.
各位，你服侍神的时候，可不可以做到这样？
When we are serving God, can we also do it in the same way?
现在一般职场都说 EQ 比 IQ 还要重要。
Many times you will hear now that EQ, your EQ is even more important than your IQ.
黑人的棒球明星叫做 Jackie Robinson.
Robinson, the actor.
最近刚好一部电影在演他哈，是42号还是47号 ？I don't remember.
I think there's a movie that's going on right now.
他说一个棒球选手需要具备5个特质。
For a baseball player, he has to prepare 5 special traits.
这五个特质，我要想跟今天我讲的4个须知，我把它合并哈。
So I'd like to put this together with the 4 points that we are sharing this morning.
我今天不是来讲运动选手的。
I heard this morning we are not really just talking about athletes.
各行各业杰出的人都是一样的要求。
Actually, in every profession, the requirement is the same.
那既然是保罗给我们的经文，那当然是要求传道人。
Of course, we are reading from Paul, and this is the qualification for us who are serving the Lord.
Jackie Robinson, he said, 一个杰出的运动员需要具备的五个特质。第一个，稳定的人格。
稳定的人
格。人格 character personality.
So you must have a strong, steady personality.
第二个，良好的学业。
You must have good education.
各位不要以为运动选手都是四肢发达、头脑简单哈，已经不是这个阶段了。
Oftentimes you have the misconception that the athletes they are just strong physically, but not here.
现在都知道，都发现说，你要训练一个长期能够上的比赛的选手，一定是要平衡发展。
So we know that an athlete, he must be balanced in every form of his development.
第三个特质是善于灵机应变。
Thirdly.He must be very quick to respond to different challenges.
第四个，强烈的求胜感。
Fourthly, he must want to desire to win.
第五个，承受高度的压力。
And fifthly, he must be able to bear pressures.
所以这五个特质就是我刚才一开始的圣经的林长老翻译啊，就是属于自我控制的层面 ，self-control。
And all of this, you know, when we put it together, it comes to just one term, and that is to have self-control.
这是节制的训练。
And we must train ourselves to have self-control.
使运动员的个性沉稳，不浮躁。
And that is that for an athlete, he must be steady and not floating around.
即使输了，也要能够沉得住气。
And even if he lose, he knows how to take it.
身为一个传道人，圣经教导我用运动员的精神来服事。
So as a minister of the Lord, we must also use these traits of an athlete.
很多场上竞赛的原则都提醒我作为一个传道人的职业道德。
So many of the principles in the games reminds me that we as ministers, we also share the same kind of characteristics.
每一次的讲课讲到或者是回应别人的演讲。
So every time that we teach, we preach, or we speak in a seminar,
不论那个场合是大是小，听众人数是多或者是少，都要全力以赴。
Regardless of how many people are there in the audience, whether it's a big meeting or just a small meeting, we must always put our best in preparation.
那同一篇讲章，包括今天这一篇，可能已经在好多地方讲过了。
Just like the sermon that I shared this morning, even though I've spoken or used this before.
同一门课，教了好几年哈，但是每一次要讲课以前，还是要认真的预备。
Or even if I have taught the course for many, many years, but every time I teach, I still have to prepare well.
我有一门课叫释经学哈 ，hermeneutics。我教书第七年，已经教了30次了。
I also teach hermeneutics in my 7th year. I've already taught the course for 20 or more times.
我熟练到学生会问什么问题，我都可以预测。
I know it so well in the sense that I know what questions the students will ask.
所以我教书到第七年的时候，我开始担心自己会不会职业化了，或者是失去新鲜感。
And so I worried about myself, you know, coming to the seventh year, will I lose my sense of freshness in teaching?
或者没有热情来传讲。
Or I might lose my ferventness.
神提醒我哈，运动员的这个训练跟比赛，比我的服事还要单调枯燥。
And God reminded me, you know, in meeting a minister, sometimes our ministry will not be as enjoyable as an athlete.
千篇一律的动作，他们得练上千百次。
For an athlete, even for the same kind of action, they have to be repeated many, many times.
那每一次他们都拼命地向自己的记录挑战。
And yet, they have to do their best in order to keep the record or to even beat their own record.
上帝知道我很喜欢艺术。
God knows that I love the arts.
那个画家啦，音乐家啦，他们都是反复的模拟弹一首曲子，或是画同样一双手。
So for a musician or a painter, many times they have to repeat the same painting or the same work for many times.
连最不能忍耐平庸单调的艺术家都尚且如此的反复演练。
And yet, even for the not so famous painters, but they have to do that kind of a repetition or actually practice.
何况是我们侍奉上帝的人。
And for us who are serving the Lord,
每一次看表演或是比赛的精彩片段，我常常是这个热血沸腾。
Every time you know I see a performance, I was so excited.
谁知道这个精彩演出背后的辛苦代价呢
？And yet, do you know what price or how much they have invested before they can have that kind of performance？
身为一个传道人，一个老师，我不但要认真演出，而且不能闹情绪。
So as a minister, as a teacher, and I have to do my best. I cannot do things based on my emotions.
我记得刚刚结婚的时候，还在跟我先生适应两个人的脾气。
I remember when I was just newly married, and I have to adjust myself with my husband.
有时候刚刚在家里跟先生吵架，马上就要到教会去讲道了。
Many times I have some disagreements at home with my husband.But a few minutes later, I have to preach.
我一旦站上讲台，就得控制情绪。
So when I was standing in the pulpit, I have to control myself.
那个听众或是学生没有义务听讲员发牢骚、耍性格。
So my audience, they don't need to hear my complaints.
我觉得很像四川国剧的那个变脸啊。全军 face 啊，就是本来是。哭的脸，但是一旦这样子就变笑脸了。
Okay, we know that in China there's a kind of performance where you can change the face for 1,000 times. Okay.
第一个参赛其实接受严格的训练。
But they have to go through a lot of strict training.
操练自我控制。
And that is you must be able to control yourself.
好，第二个参赛须知是按照规矩。
Secondly, we must follow the rules.
保罗说：“人若在场上比武，非按规矩，就不能得冠冕。”
So for a person who is competing, he has to do it according to the rules. Otherwise, he cannot get the crown.
运动员要遵守大会的规则。
So the athletes they have to follow the rules in the games.
犯规轻的会扣分，严重的会被取消资格。
So if you break a rule, something will be deducted, or you might be disqualified.
在神国服事的工人也是如此。
And for us who are serving in this heavenly profession,
做神的工有一定的属灵原则。
We also have our spiritual principles.
我们不能浑水摸鱼哈，也没有捷径。
We cannot do it, you know, in our own ways or haphazardly.
保罗写信给学生提摩太就提供了很多属灵的原则。
So when Paul wrote to Timothy, he also gave him a lot of spiritual principles.
比如说我们要自洁。脱离卑贱的事，才能够做贵重的器皿。
For example, we must purify ourselves so that we can become honorable vessels.
保罗提醒学生提摩太说，要逃避少年人的私欲。
And he reminded Timothy that we must flee from youthful lust.
要跟清心祷告的人追求公义、信心、爱心、和平。
And we must pursue righteousness with those who also have the same desire.
如果你不遵守这些属灵规则，就不能得胜。
If you do not follow these spiritual principles, then you cannot live a victorious life.
上帝不是瞎子聋子，他难道看不到工人犯规吗？
God is not blind or dumb. Does he not see, you know, if we do not follow the rules?
可能我们人生有一些阶段会犯规。
Maybe in some stage of our life, we follow the rules.
在被抓出来之前，被揪出来之前，赶快认罪。
Or we have break a rule, but before we are found out, then we repented.
第三个参赛须知是忘记背后，努力面前。
And the third principle, we must forget the past and press towards what is ahead of us.
身经百战的老兵保罗说，他就是忘记背后，努力面前，向着目标直竭力追求。
And this is what Paul said, even though he is a very seasoned athlete, and yet he said.I forget what is the past. I simply pursue the goal that is set ahead of me.
保罗在写提摩太书信的时候，他已经服侍了二十多年了。
When Paul wrote his epistles to Timothy, he has been serving for more than 20 years.
工厂不断的有后起之秀。
And in the field, we need the young generation to come up.
包括解经高手亚波罗，包括他得力的助手提摩太、提多，这些人的恩赐都很出色。
And we know that there is Apollo, there is Titus, there is Timothy. They have their gifts.
保罗不但提携后进，而且把毕生开拓牧养教会的经验分享给弟子。
So Paul doesn't only know how to pass on the baton to the younger generation, but he shared his experiences to them.
保罗自己仍然是数十年持之以恒。
And so for Paul himself.Throughout time, he has kept his principles.
即使他被关在监狱里面，仍然没有退休的姿态。
And even though he was in prison, and yet he is not thinking about retirement.
他继续向着目标直跑。哎，直跑用的是现在式啊，就是他保罗写信的时候，他仍然在持续那个跑的动作。
So actually, he used the present tense and he said, "I keep running, pursuing that goal."
长江后浪推前浪。
We know that the river.The wave at the end, at the back, will push the wave in the front.
奥运已经很难有不败之师。
And even in the Olympic game, there's always win and lose.
每一届都有意外的英雄出现。
In every Olympic, there will be lots and lots of athletes there.
大爆冷门。
And yet, we will find out that some we don't expect them to win, and yet they get the prize. Or maybe those who expect to win, they did not get the prize.
我想分享的是2006年冬季奥运赛的这个溜冰赛。
And in 2006, in the skating game,
还是中国的选手啊，他名字叫张丹，他一跳出舞台就重重的摔了一跤。
The participant from China, the moment she went out, she slipped and fell.
他心里想完了，我。这一届大概没有机会了。
And she said, "Probably I'm not going to win this time."
但是没有想到，经过她的一番疏解筋骨，竟然又重新的滑回了那个舞池。
And yet, you know, with her training, she was able to get up and continue to skate.
再度展现那个美妙的舞姿。
And you know, she has such a wonderful performance.
观众给她热烈的掌声。
And so she was given an ovation.
最后呢，她拿到的是亚军。
And yeah,
the second.
So she get the second prize.
一般说亚军就是失败了，因为没有人会记得亚军。
Sometimes when you say you are second place, in a way, it's you know you lose.
但是在我这篇奖章的例证里面，他是例外。那一届大家忘记冠军是谁，只记得亚军是张丹。
And yet, in that particular competition, nobody remembers the first prize winner.They remember the second prize winner.
刚才我在讲那个俄罗斯的体操选手，他不是差点摔在地上吗
？And a while ago, we talked about the Russian gymnast. Also, she almost fell.
当他在等候最后裁判宣判成绩的时候，他在休息室走来走去，忐忑不安。
So when she was waiting, for the announcement of who wins,
他浑身紧张的在等待成绩的揭晓。
So she was very uneasy, waiting for the results.
那个很有趣啊！那个电视镜头突然转到那个大陆的小选手。
And the camera suddenly focus on the China competitor.
啊，这些初生之犊哈，每一个都是那么天真活泼。
All these newcomers they are just very simple.
他们没有过去声望的包袱跟压力。
And in a way, they do not have that pressure that they really have to win.
他们反而放得开。
And they are very open.
所以表演动作的时候柔软自然，脸部都是笑嘻嘻的。
And therefore, when they are performing, they are smiling, they are very relaxed.
奥运普遍的趋势是运动选手的年龄越来越低。
The trend now in the Olympics is that the participants' age is growing even younger.
年纪小就不容易紧张，可塑性就比较大。
So for the younger generation, it's easier to mold them, and they are not less that pressured.
我们中国人说的英雄出少年。
出少年。So we know the heroes comes from the younger generation.
Okay, yes. 那但是我个人觉得老将像我们这种老年人哈，老将要继续夺标，那个精神才是可贵。
However, I am also saying that we who are seniors, old people, and yet we must continue to persevere and still want to get the prize.
我有很多例证，但是因为时间关系，我不讲哈。
I have many illustrations, but because of time, I cannot share it with you.
但愿我们服侍上帝的年日可以长久，那个耐力可以持续。
I pray that our length of ministry, our days of ministry will be long, and we will have that perseverance.
不断更新，求进步。
And we will continue to renew ourselves, and we will continue to progress.
不要让过去的失败来限制现在的发展。
Let us not allow our losses in the past to restrict us.From going forward.
更不要安于现状，让过去的辉煌成就来成为现今求进步的障碍。
On the other hand, we will not allow our success make us complacent.
第四个参赛须知。
And the fourth principle.
得冠冕的必胜决心。
We must have the desire to get the prize.
根据资深的教练说哈，运动选手最常见的缺点就是缺乏求胜的意志。
According to a very well-known trainer, he said that many times these athletes, what they really lack is the desire to win.
所以得胜的人常常是能够承受压力，或者是比较强的求胜感的人。
So those who really get the prize are those who really have that desire to get the prize.
你每次看电视哈，都是看那个最精彩冠亚军决赛。
Many times as we look at these games, we will really. Focus on who gets the first prize and the second.
双方都是势均力敌的世界高手，在一争高下。
In a way, their abilities are almost the same, but you know, at the end, who is going to win?
你无法预测谁会拿到冠军。
It's really hard to predict who is going to win.
但是失误少的那一方常常就是胜方。
失误少的。
犯错误少的。
So those who makes The one who makes the least mistake is usually the one who wins.
所以最后关头要稳住阵脚，要沉得住气，这个是关键因素。
So at that last moment, it's very important that you are very steady.
各位同学，我已经讲了四个参赛须知哈。
I've already shared with you four qualifications for joining the Olympic Games.
如果你很认真听前面这四个须知，漏掉我最后这一段，你做基督徒会做得很辛苦。
If you only heard these four and then you missed the last one, your Christian life will be very hard.
就按照我的神学训练哈，前面这四个须知其实都是律法。
Because for me, the first four principles are very legalistic.
后面这个就要讲福音了哈。
讲福音。
我最后这个提供的原则就是福音原则。
And the last one.Is more according to the good news.
我要用基督教有名的作家菲利扬斯啊，杨菲利他的金牌奖书籍叫做《恩典多奇异》。
So Philip Yancey he has written Amazing Grace. I quote a quote from him.
里面有一段精彩的例子。
He has a very good illustration.
可以作为神国参赛选手的最高原则。
It can become the highest principle for us who are serving in the ministry.
杨菲利说，我每年春天总是忍不住打开电视来观看全美国的大专篮球赛。
So at the beginning of every year, we'll turn on the TV to watch the basketball competition.
他说最后那个总决赛 好像每年都差不多是同样的场景。
And every time towards the or the final game, the scene is almost the same.
那个十八岁的男生，他一面站在罚球线上。
So the 18-year guy, as he was standing there.
罚球，罚球 ，how you say?
Rippling the ball.
Yes, okay. Yeah. 那计时表只剩下一秒钟。
And there's only 1 minute left.
双方比数是一样的。
And their number is the same.
Score
is the same.
每年都看到这样的场景。
Every year it seems to be the same.
这些年轻的选手很紧张的在运球。
And so even as that player was doing dribble.
打球哈，运球，然后他的脑中衡量着自己整个未来的前途。
And maybe he's thinking about his future.
如果这两个罚球都打不中的话，那他就会成为自己所代表的那个学校，甚至代表的那一周的待宰羔羊。
You know, he's really very pressured. 那个罚球。
罚球，罚球。
How do you call it? You are delinquent.Okay, you know. Okay. yeah. So he has to be very, very, very careful. Okay. Because he's going to affect the whole team and the school which they represented.
那二十年以后，他仍然需要接受心理辅导啊。
And even after 20 years, he still has to be counseled.
重新经历当年受挫折的那一刻，你为什么没有罚中球？
And you know he still have to go through or live through that time wherein he's not able to shoot the ball.
但是如果这两球都投中的话，他就会成为英雄人物。
However, if he's able to shoot both of those balls, then he will become the hero.
他的照片会登在明天报纸的头版新闻。
And his picture will appear in the newspaper the next morning.
将来甚至有可能可以竞选州长。
And he might even become the governor of one of the states.
杨菲利说：“你看，这个世界就是按照这种没有恩典的方式在运转。”
And Philip Yancey is saying, you know, our world is operating like this without grace.
一个人的价值就在于他做了什么。
So a man is measured by what he's doing and how he did it.
他是不是投中篮球？
Was he able to shoot that ball?
那。还好哈，耶稣的国度是用另外一个方式来呼唤我们。
But it's good that you know God called us in a different way.
不是基于我们的表现，而是基于耶稣的表现。
It's not based on our performance, but actually based on the accomplished work of Jesus
Christ. 我们不需要成就什么，我们只需要跟随基督就可以了。
It's not that you know we accomplish anything by ourselves, but it's to follow Jesus Christ.
他已经为我们赢取了最昂贵的胜利，那就是上帝的接纳。
And because he has already gotten for us that biggest prize, and that is God's acceptance of us.
基督徒不是按功行赏。
So Christians, in a way, are not awarded according, you know, to what they did.
耶稣有一个进葡萄园工作的比喻哈。
Jesus has that parable about workers working in the vineyard.
清晨进去工作八个小时，跟傍晚进去才工作一个小时的工钱是一样多。
For the one who work for 8 hours and the one who just simply work for 1 hour, they get the same wage.
这个比喻是要告诉我们，赏赐是按照上帝的慷慨。
Actually, it's telling us that these gifts are really, you know, according to God's richness.
不是按照个人应得的。
In a way, it's accordingIt's not according to what we deserve.
可能很多人会讲将来的奖赏是什么。
Well, many times you also talk about, you know, what is our prize in the future.
会不会是得到的财物多一点呢？分两个比喻嘛，分银的比喻嘛，是不是那个奖赏是不是财物呢？
Our prize it is something that is measured by wealth.
或者是地位高低呢
？Or is it by position？
你将来在天堂坐的比较靠近宝座一点。
Or later on in heaven you are closer to the throne。
我知道很多信徒都在想什么是奖赏。
Many times you know believers think that way。
我们不能又滑回去那个律法的精神啊。
Actually, you know, if we think this way, we're going back to the legalistic mode。
我想奖赏应该是主的赞赏。
Well, as a prize, I think it is the praise that the Lord is going to give us.
是忠心良善的仆人。
That you are a good and faithful servant.
这个是不能朽坏的冠冕。
And this is what we can call that imperishable crown.
我更喜欢的答案就是，我觉得主自己就是我们的至宝。
And my best prize, okay, that I would like to have is that Jesus Christ is my most precious treasure.
那我先生的解释是说，他说救恩是我们最大的赏赐。
Of course, my husband will say, well, salvation, that is already our greatest prize.
基督徒一生都在上帝的恩典当中。
So our whole life as a Christian, it's in the hands of God.
我们能够委身跟随主。委身。
As we commit ourselves to follow Jesus Christ.
我们能够竞赛夺标。
And as we work towards getting the prize,
那个背后的动力是上帝的恩典。
So the thing that pushes us is really God's grace.
所以最后送给神学生几句话。
So lastly, I'd like to share with you or to give you a certain a few words.
他们说是蔡丽珍的名言呢。因为曾经登在校园周历的那下面呢。好。
Okay, these are some of my words. It's printed in some kind of calendar.
只有真正认识上帝恩典、欣赏上帝恩典的人，才能够坚持到底。
Only those who really appreciates and who really hold on to God's grace, they can persevere to the end.
所以多倚靠恩典，你才能够跑得好、跑得久。
So in order to run well and to run to the end, All the more, we must trust in God's grace rather than in other things.
我们来祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们感谢你在基督里呼召我们进入场上竞赛。职场是很严酷的淘汰机制。没有好的表现，没有好的成绩，很快就会被淘汰了。一般职场如此，神国的竞赛池也是如此，但是感谢主，我们不是按照世界的标准，我们不是按照世界运转的原则，我们乃是依靠恩典的原则，不是我们能我们配，而是你能你配，你把机会赏赐给我们，让我们可以进入场上赛跑，你是让我们能够取得资格进入场上竞赛的恩典的主，你也是我们人生的标杆，你也是在整个竞赛的过程里面赐给我们力量、赐给我们耐力的主。感谢你能够成为你的儿女，何等的有福气！你是动力的来源，你也是人生的目标，你也是让我们能够取得资格的生命的主。谢谢主，让我们在神学院有一群同奔天路的伙伴，我们一生都是好伙伴，帮助我们能够彼此鼓励，互相扶持，一直到那一天我们见你面的时候，我们可以从你那里领得奖赏，称我们是忠心良善的仆人。我们献上感恩敬拜，靠耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。